thanks everybody for joining us this afternoon. First off, I just want to thank all of our scouts and coaches and all the time and effort they've put into this part of the process thus far. Working extremely hard right now on getting prepared for the draft. We're out there at a lot of pro days and doing a lot of film study to get ready for April. I'd also like to thank Rob Brzezinski and Ann Deppner for all the work they've done on these contracts so far. It's a very tedious process, but they've done a great job as they navigate us and what we can do from a cap standpoint and how we move forward. A couple things. I know there are very tough decisions that we make as we go through this. You put a plan in place before free agency starts. You have some players that you are targeting that you're trying to fill your needs with. I know it's very difficult when some of your players leave here, but you know they're probably not going to be able to fit financially into the plans that you have moving forward. I've been able to contact all those players that have gone on, thank them for all the, not only what they did on the field, but what they did for us off the field while they were here with our organization, and just wish them nothing but the best for them and their families as they move forward into their career. And all of them, for the most part of all, responded back. Just talk about Adrian before we get started a little bit. I knew last night we were getting close. I did call his agent, even though it was extremely late last night, to inform him that we felt this deal was going to come together. I texted Adrian last night about 1 in the morning. I didn't want to call him that late. And then I spoke to Adrian today. I also know our ownership has spoken to Adrian as well. And Adrian is probably going to go down as one of the greatest Minnesota Vikings in team history. He will always be a Viking, I know, to our fans and to the people in this building. And he will always have a special place in this franchise. And we are very fortunate that we were able to have predominantly most of Adrian Peterson's career as a Minnesota Viking. We've been active, I know, in free agency. Some of the reporters out there wish it was a little faster at times, but I think you do your due diligence. You do it the right way. You get an idea of where the markets are going, when it's time to pull the trigger on some deals, and we felt like we've added some very good football players to our roster that are going to fill the needs that we felt we had going into this. We'll continue to monitor the free agency and the free agents out there, kind of estimate and establish where their markets are going. A lot of times if this continues, you may look to get some deals done on players as their opportunities may dry up some out there, but there are still a lot of very good football players out there and also very excited about the draft. I think that'll be a key to us filling some of the other needs that we have to fill before we get ready to head into the season next year. So I'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Chris Thomas of Fighting Press, I was asking you, I know it probably sounds obvious, but just for the full 100%, are you saying that Adrian Peterson definitely now won't be back with the Vikings?
Yes. No, I know I've talked to Adrian. We had a great conversation earlier today, and I know, you know, with us signing Murray, that Adrian will move on elsewhere.
Rick, Matt Pencil with the Minneapolis Star Tribune. How do you remain patient while this is going on? I mean, early in free agency, you know, all the offensive tackles are flying off the shelves, and then, you know, a few days later to kind of wait for the running back market to kind of come into you know, a clear picture. How do you remain patient while this is going on to, you know, without aborting the plan that you said that you sought out to accomplish?
Well, a lot of times in that negotiating period between Tuesday and Wednesday, you have an idea on what positions are going to go flying off right away and some positions that you're going to keep in contact with their agent, but you have a sense on when that market's going to start to take off. I knew for sure that the offensive tackle market was going to definitely take off early, One, by the limited amount of maybe the top tackles that were out there and how many teams need offensive tackles. And I also know you try to weigh in, and teams are all weighing in, well, if I don't get one of these tackles, am I going to be able to fill that need in the draft? And I don't think it's a great draft class for offensive tackles, so you know and anticipate you're going to have to come out strong right out of the gate at that particular position. You know, I know when we signed the two offensive tackles, Riley Reiff was, you know, we started negotiating with him on Tuesday and pretty much had a deal in place relatively early in the process. And even once those top tackles, four or five, went off the board when we were in the Remmers deal, there were four or five teams at that time, because the tackle market had went so quickly, trying to get him not to get on a plane. So it's very competitive out there. The money does get crazy out there, but it's all supply and demand and how you're going to be able to fill your needs, and are you going to be able to, you're going to have to do it in free agency, or are you going to be able to do it in a draft?
Hey, Rick, it's Dave Campbell with the Associated Press. Some of the money that flies around is crazy, like you said, but does it seem like there are more players willing to accept kind of these one-year prove-it deals, like maybe you got done with Deaton Jones and some of these other guys?
That what you're seeing out there is if they think their market's going to be, or they don't think they're going to get the market that they thought they were going to get at the beginning. I know this is becoming an alternative to do the one-year deals, which are kind of like a little bit proven deals. You come in, you have a great year, then maybe the following year you're able to cash on a significant long-term deal.
Rick, Chris Thomason again. Did you ever make Adrian Peterson an offer? Was he ever?
I'm not going to talk business. Never have talked business on contracts, and that's not how we operate.
Take a couple more for Rick.
All right.
Hey, Rick. Andrew Kramer here with the Star Tribune. I just want to get a feel. You had mentioned you were expecting some of the Vikings free agents to leave elsewhere, see better deals. But how much did it catch you off guard with eight guys taken off here in a week?
It did not catch us off guard. We knew specifically some of the areas where we had to target starting in the free agency. We knew that some of the players that did go elsewhere, we were not going to be able to keep. And, you know, you can't keep everybody. And you're doing the best you can to try to fill the biggest gaps you have on your football team at this point. I know we were very aggressive on identifying the needs and what we had to do in free agency to fill those needs. Now, we still have other needs that have to be filled, and if we don't finish that free agency, then we will definitely address those needs in the draft.
Last one for Rick.
Good. Thank you, guys.
Nothing else for Rick. We'll open it up to Latavius. Latavius, you have any opening statements you'd like to make?
Just happy to be a Viking. I really appreciate this opportunity that I've been given here, just to be able to play this game, just to continue my career. You know, I obviously know, you know, it's a business that I've learned in these last few days, and so I'm just glad I've been given this opportunity by this organization.
Hey, Latavius, Chris Thomason. I cover the team for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Welcome to Minnesota. I know you put out a statement earlier today about it, but can you talk about, you know, how you're not going to wear number 28 out of respect to Adrian Peterson? Could you kind of elaborate on that scenario yourself a little?
Yeah. Well, when I seen that, you know, maybe this could be a team that I will be playing at. I thought about, obviously you think about those different scenarios. You think about who's wearing 28, and, you know, obviously, you know, knowing that, you know, Adrian was there in Minnesota for so many years and he wore that number. Again, you know, just as I said in my message, that there wasn't any doubt in my mind that, you know, I was going to think about, you know, trying to ask for that number or wear that number. you know, for one, because, you know, I grew up watching the guy, and I, you know, I've been a huge fan of everything that he's done there. And so, you know, it was just, it was something I guess, you know, that I didn't even need them to tell me, and you know, everything worked out.
What number are you going to wear?
I'm going to wear number 25 to represent my best friend that passed away last year during Thanksgiving, during the season. And so that was one of his favorite numbers. And so I'll do that to remember him.
And his name was, who passed away?
Jonathan Diaz.
Latavius, Matt Vessel from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. What do you think you bring to the table here in this offense? Can you give us a little rundown of what you think you can bring to the table to help this unit improve?
Well, I just think, you know, I can improve, you know, the run game. I know that they had a hard time running the ball last year, and so, you know, I just feel that I can come and run the ball, protect, you know, the quarterback, and also catch the ball out of the backfield. So just, you know, add weapons to the offense that already has weapons.
Why do you think Oakland didn't make a stronger push to get you back after you had some good years there?
I'm not really sure. That's something you would, you know, you would have to ask them. You know, again, I know, you know, it's a business, and I had to make a decision that was best for me and a place that I knew I could have success at and get an opportunity.
Latavius, Don Mitchell from Fox 9. I know a lot has been talked about the Vikings O-line, and you're leaving a great O-line with the Raiders. You come in here and you hear that they're rebuilding. Do you have full confidence in the guys that will be going in front of you? You haven't met them yet, but what have you heard, and is that a concern?
Well, I just know that some unfortunate injuries happened last year. And I've worked with Coach Verano, and so, you know, I trust in his process and getting the guys ready. I haven't met them, but you know, there's some guys there that they brought in and some guys that were already capable. And so, you know, any year as a new year, you have to go in and put the work in. And so we'll all get a crack at this thing next year, and that's all that matters, and not what happened last year. And that goes for, you know, I'm sure that line, and that goes for me and my play. So that's the only thing we can focus on is just moving forward.
Latavius, you obviously made the Pro Bowl in 2015. I know you missed a few games last year, but we disappointed that maybe you didn't build upon that Pro Bowl season as well as you could have last season, and what kind of transpired?
You said what could I have done to build on it, or how can I build
on
it?
Yeah, you made the Pro Bowl in 2015. I know you missed a few games last year, and your yardage fell off, but how did you feel about the season? Were you disappointed? Did you think you would take another step last year, or what?
You know, I wasn't disappointed. Obviously, I'm always looking to get better. I'm always looking to improve as a running back. You know, I was able to find the end zone more. I think I caught the ball pretty well, and so obviously, I wish I would have had more yards on the ground, but. I think you take into account also that we had two other young backs that played great for us and that ran the ball really well. And so we had a good rushing attack, and so and we were winning. And so you can't complain when you're winning games, when you win 12 games and you're in the postseason. And so I always look to improve, and, you know, I'll continue to bring, you know, that part to Minnesota.
Latavius. Matt Vessel from the Star Tribune again. What was last night like? That was a long visit. You were up until almost 1 before you signed a deal. What was that like? And, you know, were you considering at all leaving without a deal, or was it just kind of ironing out some details?
Yeah, just making sure we got the details right. That's all. It's all a part of the process. I embraced it. You know, it was a late night, but you know, we got things done on both ends, and that's all that matters.
Did they at least give you some coffee or some good snacks or anything like that to keep you going?
Yeah, I had a few Mr. Good bars to keep me awake with the sugar.
Nice.
A nice little chopped salad and some salmon. Yeah, it was pretty good. They took care of me. Oh, and I had to take class too, so I got that out of the way while waiting for everything to go down.
Anything further for Latavius?